Get the bongo drums, bongo drums, bongo drums. Go a little louder with the hum, a little louder. Listen, on three, your eyes are open. You're a big man in radio. You've got better ratings even than Don and Mike. You're Paul Harvey on three, one, two, three. Eyes open. It's Paul Harvey.
Hello, Americans. Paul Harvey. This Valentine's Day, give her the cards, give her the candy, give her the flowers, and then give her what she really wants, a Regina upright vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Okay, put it back
page
under.
Two.
Put it back under.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Oh, you are amazing.
You are. I got to.
For anybody who knows Buzz,
oh man,
Buzz is never this entertaining. I mean, don't let this get back to him. Buzz has never been.
Buzz on three. Your eyes are open. You're Don Adams. One, two, three. Get smart, Buzz. Eyes open.
Yes. Well, this is Don Adams, Maxwell Smart, Secret Agent 86 for Control. Join me and Barbara Feldon next on NBC in color.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Would there be any way you could make him a football expert? Or is that something he already has to have in his mind? Because he knows nothing about sports.
But he can pretend he's a football
expert. We'll play with it. We'll see what happens.
And as for you'll be up for that, Mike?
I'll be up for that. Absolutely.
Okay, when we come back. This is Master Hypnotist.
Seeds,
yeah. Master Hypnotist Gary Conrad. I want to tell you the stuff that he did with Buzz. Buzz is still sitting in the corner like a mental patient playing the bongos on his lap.
And now he's
pretty amazing.
They're both under right now, and he's going to, I guess you're going to get them deeper under. Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Okay, good. We'll come back. We'll do another break with Gary and with Buzz and with Homo Joe. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you want? Oh, Buzz, you want Buzz doing?
You can do whatever.
Whatever.
Don had asked about making him maybe an expert on sports.
All right, listen, Buzz, on three, your eyes are open. You're the late, great Howard Cosell. You know everything about sports. One, two, three. Eyes open. It's Howard Cosell, people.
I was there with Dandy Don Meredith and Frank Gifford in the beginning. I was there with Muhammad Ali. You're a very young man. You've asked me a question. I've got an answer for you. I'm Howard Cosell. I can answer any question you have about sports.
Can I ask him a question about sports?
Sure,
ask him a question. Who's the greatest football player of all time, Howard?
Frank Gifford is still, pound for pound, the greatest football player ever.
Really?
May I ask a question? Who is the greatest home run hitter of all time?
That would be, without a doubt, the great Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Hey, you knew it. That's terrific.
Because I'm Howard Cosell.
What's the greatest football game ever played? Could you tell us about that?
The Super Bowl.
Any particular one?
All of them.
What can you... the thriller in Manila?
That would be the great Muhammad Ali.
That's it. And you got along well with Muhammad Ali, didn't you?
We are the best of friends.
Right.
Always have been.
That's true.
Why does he grab for your head all the time? What's that indicative of?
Because he loves me. Because he knows I am the great Howard Cosell.
He always grabs up top. What's he going for there?
I'd rather not discuss my hair problem. Thank you.
Buzz is back to sleep.
How about Homo Joe? You want to do something with Homo Joe here?
He's got Buzz doing the bongos.
Homo Joe, I threw your eyes are open. You're Harry Carey, and you're singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and you just had four Budweisers. One, two, three. Eyes open.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Yeah, way. Get a little louder.
I can't eat the damn Cracker Jacks.
We are.
Hey, Gary, can you do that? Hey, Gary. Gary, I gotta ask you. Can you make him sing as loudly as a human being? Like really something, but something Buzz would never do. Just sing loud, super loud.
All right, listen, on three, your eyes are open. Buzz, you think you're Kate Smith? You're the loudest singer that ever was ever, and you're singing "God Bless America" as loud as you can. You're gonna raise the roof off this place with how loud you're singing. One, two, three. Eyes open right now. Sing it.
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoops.
Give him one more, Gary. Give him one more good one. One more good one.
Listen, on Three Your Eyes are Open, you can be talking with Don and Mike. Everything's normal. Every time I snap my fingers, Mike has a gas attack. It's just, it smells like a paper mill. One dude, their eyes. You know Don and Mike and the radio show.
You don't know how true that is what you've just asked, Gary. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Joe.
Sure. Hi.
What's the problem?
Somebody cut one in here.
God. Buzz, what?
No, it stinks.
What's the problem?
Well, now, one of you, you know, had gas.
Not me.
Not me.
There's a guest in the studio. What are you thinking?
Actually, now you're one of the Beatles. You're singing a song, one of the Eyes Open Beatles, Eyes Open Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
Now you're
night.
Shrieking that song out like Yoko, one of the great. Back to being Paul.
And I've been working like a dog.
All right, enough. Take him out. Take him out.
Oh,
please,
bravo.
I haven't gotten to that chapter yet, guys. Maybe next time.
Fantastic.
Oh, you are fantastic.
That's
Gary.
Great, Gary.
Master hypnotist,
guys.
Gary Conrad. He will be in Green Bay next week.
Green Bay at the Funny Bone Comedy Club, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And when are you going to be in Greenville? Sometime soon?
We don't have yet, but we're going to be down in Greenville real soon.
Beautiful. You are welcome on this show anytime, Gary.
Cool.
Anytime. I mean that. Now, both Buzz and Joe are still sleeping in your arms.
Yeah.
When will you wake them up?
Oh, what about November?
We need